When I was a little girl, I'd spend hours just dreaming that someday I would go to strange, faraway places.
Amelia Earhart would get to those places at the controls of her aircraft, becoming one of the most famous flyers in the world of the 1920s and 30s.
Why do you want to fly?
I want to be free.
She discovered her passion for piloting at an early age, and by 23 was one of the few women then licensed to fly. Her enthusiasm and a bit of a daredevil attitude led her to achieve numerous firsts in the young field of aviation. It was on an attempt for another first, a flight around the world, that Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific Ocean in July 1937. Hilary Swank has done movie characters based on real people before, but the actress found playing Amelia especially challenging.
It's a big responsibility to play someone who really lived, you know? It's a big responsibility to play someone who is iconic as Amelia, too. I mean, we all have such a great idea of who she was and what she looked like, so there wasn't a lot of room for fictional license. And we had to just, I think, do the best we could to do honor to that person and tried to navigate the best we could.
I'm a flyer pursuing my passion for the fun of it.
There's more to life than being a passenger.
You can't play Amelia Earhart and not learn how to fly. That would just be wrong in every way.
Swank says reading biographies and watching vintage newsreels gave her only part of what she needed to portray the character. To really understand Amelia, Swank felt she needed to learn how to pilot an airplane.
It takes all of your senses. You're completely immersed. It's dangerous, it's adventurous, it's all of the things that I love and that I think Amelia loved. You know, one of the great things about my job is I get to do all of these things that I may not experience had I not been an actor. And I think saying that I learned how to fly to play Amelia Earhart is pretty great.
Excuse me, sir. Where am I?
In Gallagher's pasture. Where are you supposed to be?
When I left, I was aiming for Paris.
Oh, you missed, you know. It's over there.
In 1932, Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, 4 years after her first transatlantic flight, on which she had only been allowed as a passenger. It was among many events that thrust her into the media spotlight. Director Meera Nair says she came to understand how Amelia Earhart used that celebrity status to pursue her aviation dreams.
For me, the real window onto understanding who she might have been was her own writings. And she wrote really very interesting turn of phrase. You know, there's more to life than being a passenger. Why do you fly? I fly for the fun of it. You know, she had simple, pithy, but really pretty contemporary ways of writing and speaking. And I must say, what really attracted me was her sense of, I thought, a sense of great humility. You know, that she did all this hoopla of publicity and whatever in order so she could fly. Humility is not a real American trait, and I come from somewhere where we are taught to be humble. So I thought, that's interesting that she's consistently got that humility, you know, in all, whether she's getting the medals or whether she's flying in the cockpit. You know, she has a sense of, I'm really here for the ecstasy of this flight rather than for the awards or the accolades.
I'm going to fly around the world.
It can't be done.
Well, let's change that.
Amelia doesn't attempt to solve the enduring mystery of exactly what happened when Earhart, flying with navigator Fred Noonan, disappeared on their globe-circling attempt in 1937. The film portrays the final flight in matter-of-fact fashion, using transcripts of the actual radio transmissions and other verified facts to suggest the chain of events that occurred. Star Hilary Swank believes, despite the pilot's tragic ending, Earhart's dream survived.
Really think about it. We fly all the time. There's hundreds of planes in the air right now, and they're going to be there tomorrow, and they're flying all the time. And it's just, you know, when Amelia was doing it, it was a sport. And she hoped that someday it would be a way of transportation.
I'll make it. I know I will.
I'll go tell the world you're on your way.
Amelia co-stars Richard Gere as publisher George Putnam, who turned Amelia Earhart into a star and, along the way, fell in love with and married her. Ewan McGregor plays Earhart's sometime lover Jean Vidal, who partnered with her to establish one of America's first commercial airline companies. Rather than rely upon computer-generated images, director Mira Nair insisted on real aircraft, so the flight scenes in Amelia feature faithful recreations of the airplanes she flew, including the bright red Lockheed Vega with which she crossed the Atlantic, and which is on display at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum, and the twin-engined Electra from that final fateful journey. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.